The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to a Monday edition of Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. We certainly did. Got to spend most of the weekend with two of our younger grandkids. Oh, we had such fun. We love spending time with the grandkids. And got to be in our home church yesterday morning. Great service. It was a good weekend, and we're just very, very thankful. Hey, I want to tell you about this before we go any further, because I might forget. I want to tell you about the Kindness Challenge. Now, all of the details are at thewordcolumbus.com. How would you like to win $1,200, or pardon me, $12,000 towards a new vehicle, $12,000 towards a new vehicle just for being kind? Say, really? Yeah, really. Again, you're going to have to read the details because it's almost too good to believe. It's sponsored by Fire and Ice Heating and Air Conditioning here in Columbus. And by the way, if you go to their website, you can find specials like $1,200 off qualifying equipment, 72 months financing, and so on at indoortemp.com. But the Kindness Challenge, here's what you do. Every day beginning today, at least weekdays, every weekday you just do something nice. And there's actually a list today. Are you ready for this? Compliment a spouse, a child, or a friend. You should be doing that anyway. But you can compliment a spouse, a child, or a friend, and then you go to thewordcolumbus.com, report it. Hey, it's on the honor system. And then tomorrow, it's something else. Let a driver merge in front of you rather than running them off the road. And every day there is a new challenge, a new act of kindness every weekday. And you just go to the website, do the act of kindness, report it. Again, it's the honor system. And you are enrolled and you could win $12,000 toward a new vehicle. And another $12,000 will go to the Hometown Hero of your choice. Now, again, all of the details are at thewordcolumbus.com. The Kindness Challenge, brought to you by Fire and Ice Heating and Air Conditioning. A cool $12,000 you could win just for being kind. So check it out. Do it every day. And by the way, you can't do anything in the future. You can't do tomorrow's act of kindness today. But you can go back retroactive. If you skip a few days, miss a few days, you can go back, do those things, and you can actually catch up. Super easy. And it's, again, things we should be doing anyway. The Kindness Challenge. And you could win $12,000. It's all at thewordcolumbus.com. All right, this headline, ready or not, here comes CRT. Now, folks, and you may disagree with me, and if so, fine, give me a call. We can talk about it. I believe critical race theory is extremely dangerous, and I believe it's extremely divisive. Because, well, critical race theory basically judges you by the color of your skin, not your character, but by the color of your skin. If you are one color, critical race theory assumes things about you just because of the color of your skin. That is exactly the opposite of Martin Luther King Jr. and many other civil rights leaders, and it is the opposite of biblical truth. But it is coming to schools all across America. The Southern Baptist Convention, as we speak, is debating it. It's going to be a huge topic of debate at the Southern Baptist Convention this coming summer. And my personal opinion, it's bad stuff. It's going to divide us. And it has its roots not in biblical truth or a biblical worldview. It has its roots, unquestionably, by the way, it has its roots in Marxism. So, why do I bring this up? Parents, 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 please know what your kids are being taught in school. And if they are being taught something that is opposed to your worldview, your biblical Christian convictions, make your voice known. Even non-Christians and even some liberal leftists are seeing the dangers of CRT, critical race theory. The state of North Carolina, you think, yeah, North Carolina is pretty conservative. The state of North Carolina, it looks like they are going to be adopting critical race theory for their entire state. The North Carolina State Board of Education has approved passage of teaching standards for the state's public schools that include critical race theory from kindergarten through 12th grade. Some parents groups are fighting back. Some conservative groups are fighting back. And they're trying to get the state school board there in North Carolina to reverse themselves. If this decision is not reversed, the curriculum will be implemented in the 2022 to 2023 school year. Kids in North Carolina will be taught the color of your skin determines things about you, not your character. And it's broad, general, and it's, hey, if you're white, well, you can assume this. If you're black, you can assume this. It's dangerous stuff. CRT, critical race theory. And by the way, I was speaking of the Southern Baptist Convention. God has used the Southern Baptist Convention in wonderful ways, but there is the potential for an enormous amount of division this summer over several issues, But critical race theory is one of the biggest. Pray that God's Spirit would move mightily in their convention this coming summer. There is potential for real division. And I'm praying that God's Spirit will just head off all of that potential division. All right, my number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
We've talked quite a bit about accountability in our own personal lives, in our families, and in our churches. I don't know why or how, but in the last 6 months, I have seen a rash of church treasurers getting in all kinds of trouble. And I do not want to say anything to cast doubt on the credibility, integrity, honesty of your church treasurer, but it is a reminder that we need to hold people in the church accountable, particularly in people in places of leadership. And please don't take this wrong, but you do remember who the treasurer was in Jesus' inner circle, the 12 disciples. Again, I am not implying that most or even many church treasurers are crooked. But the love of money is the root of all evil, and you need to be careful that your treasurer is not a lover of money. And there should be layers of accountability and, well, accountability. One person should never have total authority over the bank accounts in your church. In the 25 years that I pastored, I never touched money, ever. I didn't sign the checks. I couldn't access the checking accounts. I was not a signer on the checking accounts. And if someone, someone would come up to me with a check, not cash, a check, and say, "Hey, Pastor, I forgot to put my tithing check in the offering plate here." I would say, "Oh, nope. I don't touch money. Don't touch money." And that was always my policy, and that should be the policy, I think, of any pastor. But anyway, why do I bring this up? A church treasurer in Pennsylvania, one of the oldest churches in the county, a Lutheran church, St. Paul Lutheran Church in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. Again, one of the oldest churches in the county. The church treasurer has been arrested for embezzling over $150,000 out of the offering plates. And what was he spending it on? Porn. Church treasurer. $150,000 taken out of the offerings, and he was spending it on porn. One of the state troopers who did the investigation said, and I quote, "At one point, the utilities of the church were shut off and the church almost shut down due to the treasurer not paying the bills. Okay. Now, at that point, don't you think somebody would have raised some questions? By the way, the treasurer was not real quick to apologize. He said he needed to spend that money because, and I'm quoting from the news story, he felt lonely while his wife was away at work. He felt lonely. So he spent $150,000 of the church's money on porn. Now, that's really sad, but you know what the saddest thing is? The testimony of Christ. That's the saddest thing. $150,000 gone. That's really, really sad. But the testimony of for Christ is the worst. So make sure that whatever you do in your leadership role, make sure that you are willing to be accountable. Anybody can be tempted, and no one is above temptation. Well, cable news ratings are dropping like a rock since Donald Trump is no longer president, especially left-leaning liberal cable news like CNN and MSNBC. Listen to this. The size of the audience watching CNN Tonight with Don Lemon has dropped by 32% so far in the month of March. Yep. Since Joe Biden's inauguration, CNN Tonight with Don Lemon has dropped 32%. Anderson Cooper 360 has dropped 32%. Cuomo Prime Time, since Joe Biden's inauguration, has dropped 28.5%. All In with Chris Hayes, featured on MSNBC, has dropped by 16.7%. And The Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell, also on MSNBC, has dropped 17.6%. If they didn't have Donald Trump to hate, what do they have to talk about? And well, there's not that much positive to talk about in this administration. Yeah, cable news dropping like a rock. No Trump, no viewers. All right. We'll be back in a moment, and when we come back, we'll be joined by our friends in Tampa, Florida. We'll be back.